Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, what's up, you bunch of faggots? I just listened to the latest show. This is Austin Trees, by the way. Music at the end of the song, at the end of the podcast is good. If you have any more that's not so softly speaking into the mic, you know, then play those. I still thought it was a good song, though. As for the show, I think you guys should talk more about video games. You guys always mention how you like to play video games, but then you don't fucking talk about them. So, sorry for the crying little bitch behind me. I'm in Walmart, so I guess that's it. Just talk about some games, you fucking queers. Later.
So that was Austin Trees. That was his voicemail that he left us.
Yeah, thanks, Austin.
Thank you, Austin.
I do have more music.
Yes, he does, yes.
I do have music where I'm not singing so softly into the mic.
Whisper rocking.
Yeah. I played that one in particular because for the people I've played it for, played my music for in the past, that the general consensus seems to be that that's the best one.
That's the most popular one, yeah.
But I do have others, and I'll play another one at the end of the show.
Yeah, if you want to listen to it. So
yeah.
More rocking.
Otherwise, you can skip it, whatever. as far as video games go, I think Aileen asked us what video game systems we had, too. So
What do you got?
Well, we've got a Wii. Actually, we've each got a Wii.
You got the Wii. You got a PS3.
I got a PS3. You've got a regular Xbox, right?
Yes.
Neither one of us has a 360. I've got a PSP and a DS. I've got a couple of GameCubes.
Do you have a working Nintendo?
Yeah. I got an N64. I've got Super Nintendo. I've got a broken Genesis. Got a couple of NESs.
What's your favorite console? Because mine will always and forever be the Nintendo.
I think mine is the Super Nintendo. The SNES. But Austin, unless everybody kind of agrees that they'd like to hear us talk about video games, that's really not what this show is going to be about. It's more of just a general show, and I don't want to bore everybody if that's not what they're into. So yeah, if we get a bunch of comments saying, yeah, talk about video games, then okay. But if you're the only one, then I don't want to bother the rest of them.
That'll alienate.
Yeah, I don't want to bother everybody else.
Yeah, especially the girls.
But hey, if you want to talk video games, you can email me, I guess. Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Do it, yeah. We also got another voicemail from...
Well, we got a few voicemails
from a
friend of ours, Brandon.
Our friend Brandon, aka Billiards Music.
Yeah, he's a musician, and when he performs under the name Billiards Music, and he left us a few voicemails, so we'll play those now.
Yo, what's up? This is Brandon Joe, aka Billiards Music. I was listening to you guys' podcast. Incredible shit. Fucking, it's incredible. You guys have, like, definitely got something going there for sure. I don't know when you guys' next podcast is, but I just wanted to maybe have you announce here in the Lansing area on the 18th, there is going to be a live barn show, big party kind of thing going on. Hello? All right, I'm going to call back and start this over with, so totally discard this message, kiddo.
All right, so obviously something went wrong there at the end.
I know exactly what he did. He fucked up, and when you fuck up a voicemail when you call somebody on a cell phone, you hit one or something, and it'll say, to re-record your message. But obviously it doesn't do that with Skype, so...
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, if any of you happen to be in the Lansing area...
Lansing,
Michigan, and you just want to go knocking on barn doors trying to find this show he's talking about...
Yeah, Brandon's listening. We have no... You didn't give any directions, dude.
No.
So you're going to have to...
He did give us two more voicemails, but he didn't explain where
that barn show is. Yeah, he just...
Okay, so here's the second one.
Yeah.
What's up? This is round two of my messages. Alright, anyway. Yeah, what up? It's Brandon Joe, also known as Billiards Music. I was listening to your guys' podcast. It's fucking incredible. You guys definitely have a good thing going. So make sure you do it at least once a week, maybe twice if you want to, because I get really bored at work and I have nothing better to do. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm going to be going back into the studio pretty soon here to finish up the album. You should definitely tell people to go check out my website at myspace.com/billiardsmusic. Some funky ass shit, man. Get at me. Hey.
All right, this one we can actually help with. myspace.com/billiardsmusic. Billiards as in pool, like
yeah,
playing pool. You should check it out. He's got his music up there. We're actually going to play one of his songs at the end of the show, probably before my song, because his song's so much better.
Yeah, so if you're up for it, check it out at the end.
Yeah.
And if you're not, whatever, cut it off.
Don't do that. Well, you can cut mine off, but
you'd be a douchebag if you did, though.
His is really good, though. You should check it out.
It's really good stuff. Yeah, he was friends with my brother back in the day, back in high school, and they were in a band, a couple of bands together. And I moved out here to GR, me and Kyle, and we don't hang out as much, but anytime we do, we're still buds to this day. Great guy. And since high school, yeah, he's formed this, he's been doing music, billiards music, and it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, he's just kind of doing his own thing. It's just him and an acoustic guitar mostly, but didn't he say something about trying to get kind of a band together to play with him at shows?
I believe so, yeah. And
music on his MySpace, though, is just him and an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, so far. But yeah, he's playing shows like every week, so check it out, yeah, at the end of the show.
And he sent us a third voicemail.
Hello. This is Brian Joe again. I'm up at Crystal Bar right now in the Holt area, Lansing. And, it's south of downtown. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's not very far from my house. So I don't have to go far. And if you live in the area, you don't have to go far either. But I'm up at Crystal Bar drinking some Labatt and eating some popcorn. And I just wanted to say I'm just skateboard more or less cheap.
I have no idea what that last thing he said was.
He was at the bar, but...
Yeah, he's at the bar. So again, I guess if any of you just happen to be in the Lansing, Michigan area, and you want to stop 14th. By the Crystal Bar, he will be playing.
Yep.
And he plays there fairly often, so I doubt we've got any listeners in that area, but if we do, check him out.
Yeah, check out his MySpace. He'll have all the info there, for sure.
In other news...
Yes.
KJ Cisco... mentioned us in his podcast.
Yeah, we were listening to his latest podcast, and he happened to mention us.
He promoted us, actually.
Strangely enough, yes.
I got an email from the host of this podcast. I just had a terrible thought.com. And he said, hey, we played your promo, you know, on episode 4 of our show. So... I listened to it, and they did much more than play the promo. They pretty much, you know, found out about me and pretty much busted on the show here. But it's hilarious. It really is. And I've heard their more current stuff. It's a funny show. So I just said it's terriblethought.com. I think we can all spell that. So go there and listen to it. Or else.
Or else. KJ Cisco out.
I love the fact that he loves our show.
That's great. Yeah.
I
could not have hoped for more.
And like I said in the last episode, I wasn't sure that he liked the show based on his comment, even though he left the smiley face.
Right.
But it's confirmed. He loves it. Awesome.
He also left us a comment on the last episode that said, oh, shit. I laughed so hard, I think I pulled a muscle. Keep it up. KJ Cisco out.
And again, we were totally picking on him on that episode 4.
Right.
But really, we've come to like the guy. We really like him.
We have seen the light.
Yes.
And in that episode that we just played a clip from, he was talking about putting together a new promo for his show. So we decided that we would help him out and we'd do one for him.
That's
I don't
right.
know if he's still planning on doing one of his own, but we sent this to him. So here's the promo we made for him.
KJ Cisco's podcast is fun for the whole family.
Unfortunately, I have to deal with the elderly. I refuse to put up with these freaks that parade up and down the street every day. It's like a big fucking nightmare. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. Kill yourself. This is me trying to inject some comedy into people's lives. Because you look at these people and you think to yourself, wow, this person used to be desirable back in the day. They were speaking their hibbity bibbity. Now you got all these assholes praying to the Jesus puddle, a man born with a uterus. Everybody's pacified and pussified. Another example, if you come to this country and you choose not to better yourself by at least learning some English, then you're speaking your hibbity bibbity. It's difficult, you know, to find underwear without holes in it. What kind of world do we live in? I will be drinking, that's for sure. I'll be hitting the bar. A stress-free experience. Bullshit.
Visit gcast.com/u/KJCisco.
Greatest promo ever.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's our promo that we created for him. And he's listened to it. And he mentioned that actually in his latest episode, which just came out this week.
Does he like it? Did he like it?
He said he liked it. And he also, he responded to me. I emailed it to him. He responded to me by email too and said he liked it. I don't know if he's planning on using it, but Kevin, if you're listening, it's all yours. You can use it
absolutely.
If you want. You can even link, because the email I sent him gave him a link to our web space where it was hosted. You can even link straight to that if you want to. I don't care.
Absolutely. We also got a comment on our last episode from Bobby Market.
Yeah, we appreciate all your comments, everybody, so keep them coming. But Bobby Market, Bobby Market says, it's okay for people not to believe, but keep it to yourself. Don't slam the people that do believe, because when your ass is burning in hell while we're sitting in heaven going, yeah, how do you like me now? How insane am I now? Because yeah, it so will happen.
And then Aileen said...
Oh, and then Aileen said, $1 million says you don't go to heaven, which I thought was pretty great. Okay, first of all, Bobby, you didn't even finish your sentence. You said, keep it to yourself, don't slam the people that do believe, because, which obviously you meant because, but you said because, when your ass is burning in hell while we are sitting in heaven going, yeah, how do you like me now? How insane am I now? Because, yeah, it so will happen. Because what?
How many times have we fucking heard that shit?
Keep it to yourself. Don't slam the people that do believe. Because what, Bobby? Because I'll feel bad when I'm burning in hell?
Because they're always going to be up in heaven laughing while we're in hell. Ha ha. Big insult there, Bobby. We've heard it before. But we had to look into Bobby Market. We just Kyle just happened to be streaming through Google.
Yeah, I used my Google Foo to find out a little bit more about Bobby. I wanted to know if this was a real person or if this was somebody just trying to agitate me or whatever. So I did a little Google search and I found Bobby's MySpace. You can find Bobby's MySpace at myspace.com/JacksParents, JacksParents. She's a very lovely lady.
Understatement of the fucking year.
She's got 12 kids. Actually, she's got 3 and a husband. Her husband's name is Matthew, and he's adorable. These fucking trolls. This fat whore. You go to her MySpace page, and you're looking through her interests and things. Oh, okay. You're looking through status, like, she's married. She's here for friends. She's straight. She's 5'4", average body type, which is
bullshit.
You know, you're being a little generous to yourself there, Bobby. It says she's a proud parent, and her occupation is a full-time baby maker. Well, go fucking figure. No wonder you're such a dumb whore.
Austin Tree's voicemail. You hear that bitch in the background while he's at Walmart.
That's probably one of Bobby Market's 12 kids.
Yeah.
Fucking fat whore. Full-time baby maker.
Fuck you.
Proud parent.
You can't call yourself a baby maker or say that's your occupation without being a cunt.
That's got to be a pretty sweet gig, because all you really got to do is lie around on your back and let your retarded husband crawl around your body like a lost hermit crab, crawling in and out of your snatch, trying to make a home out of it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
She's got pictures of her and her husband on her MySpace. This poor guy. He looks like Stephen Hawking if Stephen Hawking was a roadie for a Christian rock group.
Yeah, he's not the most beautiful guy, but...
The guy looks like a half-dead stroke victim, but he's got, like, frosted hair, and I think he's got, like, an earring.
Hip.
Yeah, he's tragically hip. If you want a better idea of who Bobby Market is, who we're dealing with here, you know how you can put little blog posts on your MySpace? Well, the top one on Bobby Market's MySpace is called Ode to Steak. It says, I love steak. Oh, yeah. I love my hubby, but steak. Let me tell you, when a woman gets pregnant and she don't want to eat anything or nothing wants to stay with her, a steak will do the job. I guess I'm not the average gal, but let me tell you what a big fat juicy steak with some Fab A1 sauce can do for you. If there was no Matthew, steak would be my love. No fucking shit, whore. I mean, they're both meat. Not your husband's not meat. Don't eat your husband. But let's face it, a steak can't cuddle. That's true. That's another good reason not to eat your husband. But it can fulfill many needs. Don't put the steak in your snatch. LOL.
That's what I was thinking.
Just wanted to let everyone know how great I think steak is. Now I must go get some steak. LOL. And then somebody said something about making a pretty mean steak or something in one of her comments. And her comment to that, her response to that was, amen and amen. Outback sure does have a good steak. The only thing about that place is I like to see my food. It sure is dark in there. LOL. God save the steak. Who needs a queen? LOL. I'm kidding. I love her too. For dinner, Jesus Christ.
Great sense of humor. Great sense of humor.
Isn't that blasphemy? I mean, she's calling us out for making fun of religious people, but isn't that blasphemy? Saying,
yeah.
God save the steak. Amen, amen to steak. Like, isn't that...
That's a good point, yeah.
Anyway, this fucking whore. What'd she say again in her comments? She said, it's okay for people not to believe. Okay, all right. But keep it to yourself. Don't go around telling other people what you think. Because when your ass is burning in hell while we're sitting in heaven going, how do you like me now? How insane am I now? Because, yeah, it so will happen.
Heard it 1,000 times.
Isn't God supposed to love me? And aren't you, in turn, supposed to be as godlike as possible? Like, aren't you not supposed to come to me and go, ha ha, I'm going to be laughing at your ass from heaven?
Yeah, God would appreciate that. That's not supposed to be more forgiving?
I'm pretty sure that's not what the Lord teaches.
You're not following the rules there, bitch.
But I bet you don't even know that much about your own fucking religion. I mean, I've never actually read the Bible, but I've read parts of it, and I'm familiar with parts of it through, you know, having people tell me about it. God is not such a great fucking guy. Like, let's say you're right. Let's say there is a God, all right? And if you're good by his standards, and you do everything he wants you to do, you go to heaven at the end. I think I would still rather not, because your God is a fucking asshole. Your God is a dick. For one thing, he gives us free will. And then he doesn't want us to exercise it. He wants us to do what he wants all the time, but he's not actually willing to tell us. He was, like, thousands of years ago willing to tell us. He told some people, and he said, hey, jot this down because I'm going on vacation. But now he's not willing to talk to us anymore. The fucking guy is a dick. Like the whole idea is you're supposed to come to him. You're supposed to say, I will worship you voluntarily because that's somehow worth more than just forcing us to do it. But then you got people who aren't listening and he fucking burns their houses down like Sodom and Gomorrah. He just torched the fuckers and he sends in plagues and floods the planet.
According to the Bible, yes.
He's a dick. He didn't actually make him carry through with it, but he tried to make Abraham sacrifice his firstborn son just to kind of fuck with him. And, you know, I need you to prove to me that you're with me all the way. So sacrifice your kid. Just kidding. I mean, you proved yourself and it's good enough. What a fucking dick. And fucking diseases. I mean, my uncle died of leukemia at age 35. He went into the hospital at the beginning of the week and was dead at the end of the week. And like... I know God works in mysterious ways. Maybe it was just his time, but does God have to work in such painful, mysterious ways? You know? And some people beat cancer. What was the point in that? Like, are they going to hell now because they, you know, they missed the train to heaven because they beat their cancer? What was the point of that? Was that some kind of trial? Like, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Because I've seen cancer patients. They're not stronger.
And damn it, they're less attractive.
That too. Why do you gotta fuck with them like that? They lose their hair and shit. That's not cool. And they're all gaunt and bony. And diseases. What the fuck is the point of diseases? Why would you create a world where there are so many things that can hurt us if you love us so much?
So many bad things.
So many things that can hurt us through no fault of our own. I mean, you could say, you know, well, God doesn't want you to have promiscuous sex. So like, okay, STDs. Okay, fine. We'll set those aside. Those are our fault. Okay. But everything else, I mean, we finally got over polio. We kind of kicked polio's ass, but you know, we weren't going around getting polio because we were being assholes. And that's a crippling disease. And fucking Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's and shakes like he's sitting on a dryer.
And he's a great guy.
What did Michael J. Fox do to God?
What did he ever do? Yeah.
And that's not even going to kill you, at least not right away. I don't know if Parkinson's can kill you or not, but it definitely doesn't kill you right away. And
really?
So what's the point of that? And even just the common cold. Like, why? Why do you want me to get stuffed up once every winter.
Like, it's all for the divine plan.
Hey, hey, God works in mysterious ways. You wouldn't fucking understand. You're too simple. You wouldn't get it. This is all God's plan. He's got things figured out.
It's too bad she doesn't live in our neck of the woods, because if I saw her in a supermarket, I'd probably wait in the parking lot afterwards. And, you know, I'm not known to rape anybody, but I'd give her a good fuck in the ass.
Jeez. I don't know where that came from.
Divine plan, Kyle.
Divine plan. Yeah, that's true. Actually, if you do get fucked in the ass by Orion, it is part of God's plan. And it was just your time.
Look out!
I don't know. Fuck.
Who fucking knows? Ugh. The divine plan, my favorite part, the divine plan. So everyone out there has this magical plan made out for them while all this horrible shit is going on, disease and war and all this shit, while you sit comfortably in your fucking house, being a baby maker, doing absolutely nothing, uneducated, but it feels comfortable, you know, believing that you have this plan, because everything's going good for you, right? Right?
If God knows everything we're going to do, then why does he get so fucking upset when we do shit that he doesn't like? Didn't he see it coming? Like, isn't that part of his plan?
Wait a minute. Nah.
And I mean, because like I said, if he knows everything that's going to happen, if he's divine and knows what's going to happen, then why does he allow me to do the things that are just going to piss him off?
And put us in hell.
And if he knows everything that's going to happen and he knows I'm going to do bad things, that doesn't really give me much of a choice, does it? I mean... I can't even really be held responsible. So he either can't know, or he does know and he's just kind of a dick. He's punishing me for doing things that I really couldn't help but do, because he already knew it was going to happen. So it's like it was foretold that I was going to do it.
But he's all knowing.
Do you believe in Santa Claus too, you dumb whore? Because they're both just as plausible. I mean, Santa Claus performs miracles. Jesus performs miracles. Jesus turns water into wine. He cures blindness. He feeds a fucking assload of people off of one fish. And Santa Claus flies around the world in a sleigh pulled by reindeer and delivers presents to every child in the world. All on the same night.
Yeah.
Neither one sounds more or less crazy than the other one to me. And if you don't believe in Santa Claus, but you did at one point, then that either means that somebody told you that Santa Claus wasn't real and you believed them, or you figured it out on your own. If you figured it out on your own, why haven't you figured out on your own yet that the other fairy tales that your parents told you when you were a little kid aren't true? And if you didn't figure it out on your own, I'm telling you right now, like your parents should have when you were a little kid, it's not true. They made it up.
Can you picture a world with no religion, but the Santa Claus thing was still invented? And instead of, like, Bobby Market saying, you know, how can you say that? I'm going to be laughing at you while I'm in heaven. You'll be rotting in hell. You know, whatever. But in the Santa Claus world, they'll be like, how can you say Santa isn't real? I'm going to get presents and fuck you. You're getting coal. Oh.
I'm going to be laughing at you unwrapping my Christmas presents while you're unwrapping your coal, stupid. Ha 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 ha. Santa's not coming to your house.
Wouldn't that be magical?
It's fine if you don't believe in Santa. But don't fucking put that on the rest of us. That's some bullshit. Where do you think my presents come from? You think my parents do it? And by the way, if you are thinking about throwing it in my face that I haven't read the Bible...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's going to try to discredit you.
I almost guarantee that you haven't read the Bible, and it doesn't count if you go to church and have somebody read it to you. Green Eggs and Ham is not the Bible, you whore. And then God said to Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Amen.
Amen. I know you really fucking love ham, but ham is not God. You're so fucking confused, Bobby. I'm here to set you straight. I'm just trying to help.
So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Bobby. We appreciate your comment. Thank you very much.
You're wonderful.
We'll post a picture of Bobby up so you can all get a gander at the...
Yeah, she wants to make herself known.
At the moral authority.
She took that step to post that comment and show us.
Congratulations, Bobby. Here's your 15 minutes. Well, Anyway, Orion and I, we like to drink on occasion. Orion on most occasions.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the other day, I was thinking, well, I wonder, because people have accused Orion of being an alcoholic before.
All the time.
And I was wondering, you know, what are the criteria for being an alcoholic? Like, how do you tell if you're an alcoholic? So I looked it up on Google and I found a test that's put out by Alcoholics Anonymous to kind of gauge for yourself whether you're an alcoholic or not. And I thought it'd be fun if we both took the test on the show.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
The test says, is AA for you? Only you can decide whether you want to give AA a try, whether you think it can help you. We who are in AA came because we finally gave up trying to control our drinking. We still hated to admit that we could never drink safely. Then we heard from other AA members that we were sick. And then in parentheses it says, we thought so for years. We found out that many people suffered from the same feelings of guilt and loneliness and hopelessness that we did. We found out that we had these feelings because we had the disease of alcoholism. We decided to try and face up to what alcohol had done to us. Here are some of the questions we tried to answer honestly. Honestly is in italics for some reason. If we answered yes, which is in all caps, to four or more questions, we were in deep trouble with our drinking. See how you do. Remember, there is no disgrace in facing up to the fact that you have a problem. Okay, so if you answer four or more of these questions yes,
all right,
then supposedly
I have a problem.
You've got a problem.
All right.
So let's go. Number one, have you ever decided to stop drinking for a week or so, but only lasted a couple of days?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say no to that too. Do you wish people would mind their own business about your drinking, stop telling you what to do?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say no, because nobody's ever told me to stop drinking. Have you ever switched from one kind of drink to another in hope that this would keep you from getting drunk?
No.
I'm going to say yes to that one, because it's kind of true at least, because I have stopped drinking certain things because they'd get me in trouble.
Like, oh, yes.
Jaeger, for
like
example.
Jaeger. Okay.
Have you had to have an eye-opener upon awakening during the past year? And then there's a little thing that says, do you need a drink to get started or to stop shaking? This is a pretty sure sign that you're not drinking socially. So, like, do you need a drink to get you started in the morning?
Sometimes.
Was that a yes or a no?
That's a yes.
Okay, I'm going to say no. Because I
say
rarely
yes.
drink in the morning. Do you envy people who can drink without getting into trouble?
What the fuck?
Yes or no?
No, I don't envy them. No.
I'm going to say yes just because for a while there, I was puking pretty much every time I got drunk. I don't really do that anymore. I've kind of learned my limit, but
yeah,
there were times when I was like, man, how come nobody but me is puking
at the party?
So I'm going to say yes to that one.
Okay.
Have you had problems connected with drinking during the past year?
Problems? No. No problems.
You've had no problems connected with drinking during the past year?
Wait a minute. Yes.
Yeah. I know for a fact that you have.
I've gotten into trouble.
With Aldi, if
with Aldi,
else.
Yeah, yeah, not like the law or anything, or like at work, or
I'm going to say yes to that too.
Yeah,
although nothing serious.
Nothing serious, but yeah, you have to say yes.
Has your drinking caused trouble at home? So that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say no to that.
I know what they mean by this, but I can't help but I got my own reasons for saying yes.
Do you ever try to get extra drinks at a party because you did not get enough? And it says, most of us used to have a few before we started out if we thought it was going to be that kind of party. And if drinks were not served fast enough, we would go someplace else to get more.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes. There have been times when I've pre-drank going to parties and stuff.
Yeah. Like if we know we're going like downtown where they don't serve as quick, you know, and you're going out to get drunk, we'll have a few in the car, you know.
Do you tell yourself you can stop drinking anytime you want to, even though you keep getting drunk when you don't mean to?
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to say no to that, because I don't usually get drunk when I don't mean to.
Yeah.
I do think I could stop whenever I wanted, but I don't usually get drunk like by accident. Like, I'm not going to get drunk tonight, and then I do. So I'm going to say no.
If I'm in a social situation, yeah, sometimes it'll happen. Or like, say, Aldi has like, there's only four beers in the fridge, and I'm like, oh, I'll leave those for Aldi, you know, tonight, so she can have a good time, maybe. I end up drinking them on accident. Whoops.
Have you missed days of work or school because of drinking?
Yes. Who hasn't? Fuck off.
See, I'm not sure if I should say yes or no to this one, because I've been late to work because of drinking, but I've never missed a day of work because of drinking.
You know that party where I punched the guy's, or I chipped his tooth
right.
and swallowed it?
Right.
The next day I called in, but I was blacked out at the time, and I had like a 30-minute conversation with my manager.
Still
I'm like,
drunk?
I got in a fight, and I told her about everything, and she was dying, so it all worked out. But yeah,
I don't remember any of it. I'm going to say no to that one, although it's kind of a maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Technically, according to the question, I've never missed work.
You miraculously always tend to make it. You'll be a little late, but damn, you're a machine.
And even the times that I've been late, it wasn't like, oh, I'm drunk and I can't go in, or oh, I'm too hungover and I can't go in. It was like, I slept through the alarm.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. The next one, actually, this sort of leads into the next one. The next one is, do you have blackouts?
All the time, man.
I don't have them all the time anymore, really, but I definitely do have them. So I'm going to say yes to that, too.
Yes.
Okay. And the next one, which is the last one, says, have you ever felt that your life would be better if you did not drink?
No.
I'm going to say no to that one, too.
Most of my favorite memories are actually involving drinking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like.
All right. So that's all
I'm not ashamed
of the questions. So let's tally up your yeses and my yeses.
Okay.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses.
8
out of 12 questions. So you've got 8 out of 12.
All right.
And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 12.
You got 5. Okay.
So your problem is more severe than mine, but we both have a problem.
What was it? 4?
It was 4, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So we've both got an alcohol problem.
Yeah, I can totally disagree with this shit because, like I said, I know where they're going with this, with the questions, and I don't know if anyone out there has ever taken like a questionnaire, and you know what the results are going to be based on the questions, so you can kind of manipulate it to avoid, you know, failing or whatever.
Yeah.
But in this case, I know what they're trying to get at, but I can justify myself in every question. So fuck this shit. I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem. What do you got in your hand right now, Ryan?
Beer.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Well, they do say only you can decide whether you think AA is for you.
Yeah, I have a friend who drinks a lot less than me, a lot less than you.
Uh-huh.
And we had a talk one day. He really thinks he has a problem. And he's worried. It's like, I really got to cut back. This is really affecting, you know, my job and school. And I'm like, well, no shit. Then it's a problem. But it doesn't affect my job or my school or whatever. But
you have missed days of work. So it has affected your job.
But I'm happy. I'm not depressed and I recall abusive or whatever. Yeah.
On multiple occasions, you coming home from work and going, man, I was so drunk for the first couple hours of work from the night before. So it has affected your work a little bit.
Yeah, I'll go in and I'll be like, we go to punch in at the time clock and there's like 10 to 12 people standing around waiting to punch in. And for some reason, every time I go, who's hungover? This guy. They all look at me like I have a problem.
Yeah.
No, fuck them. I'm having a great time. So
I'd be curious to know what the listeners think. Does it sound like we're just a couple of drunks? Does it sound like we have a problem from these answers?
Yeah. Can you identify it all?
Do you have a problem? Answer the questions for yourself as you go along.
Yeah. KJ Cisco,
I know. I know Kevin
tends to drink.
He's a drinker.
He'd be a great drinking buddy. Can you imagine if we got too drunk and I'd be like, how do you do it, dude? You're blind.
Kevin, if you're listening, when you get to this part, go through and answer the questions for yourself and let us know what your how many yeses you got.
Yeah. What's that website again?
Oh, it's a ridiculous URL.
What did you search for?
How to tell if you're an alcoholic,
okay.
I think.
And it's an AA.
Yeah, it's an AA site. But okay. I mean, you can just do the questions on your own listening to the show.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, in local news here in Michigan, on repeated accounts, they've tried to introduce a law to ban smoking here in restaurants.
Workplaces. Basically, it's in workplaces.
Workplaces.
But that includes restaurants and bars
yes.
and anywhere that people work.
On repeated occasions. So back in October, it came up and got shot down. Then in December, it came up and got shot down. And again, it's come up and I don't know what's going to happen, but some fucking jelly dick fucktard out there, just a bunch of them, won't stop bringing this shit up. It keeps getting shot down, and for good reason. You can't fucking take freedoms away from. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, I'm sure you've all heard that in like New York and California.
Yeah, it's happened.
They've already done this. You can't smoke in a bar. You can't smoke in a restaurant.
It's bullshit.
And the thing is, I'm fine. Like if I go to a bar and they have a no smoking sign and they're like, no smoking in here, that's fine. That's your
fine.
Bar.
Yes.
The thing is, they're trying to make it a law that you can't do it anywhere and that the bar owner, the restaurant owner can't say, has no say in the matter.
That's bullshit. Yeah, that's what. like you said, it's one thing if the business wants to ban it themselves. It's, you know, it's their right. They're the business. They can say no smoking.
Right.
And some of them are no smoking. That's fine.
And that's totally fine.
But you can't just go out there and, you know, tell everybody that they can't do it. You're taking their rights away.
If you don't like smoking, and that's fine, there's not a whole lot to like about it. I'll admit it.
It's obviously bad for you.
But if you don't like it, don't go to places where people are smoking.
Yeah, like banning smoking in bars is the biggest bullshit thing I've ever heard of.
It's absolutely easier for you to not go places where people are smoking than it is. It's just stupid. Like,
every fucking bar I've been to, 90% of the people there are smoking. It's a place you go to smoke and drink. It comes with the fucking territory.
That's what it's for.
If you don't want to smoke, you can go to a fucking Applebee's and go to the fucking bar.
Yeah, if you don't want to smoke at the bar, you don't have to. And if the smoke from other people is bothering you, go someplace else. There are all kinds of other places to get drinks. And it's not like alcohol is so great for you either. But the thing is, there's secondhand smoke. There's no secondhand alcohol.
Yeah.
I get that. Go someplace else.
Yeah, that's your right. But they're trying to, like, give them an extra right, those people that have a problem. Like, we're gonna help you out. So they're going to give them more of an advantage and take away from those that, you know.
You can't just make everything you don't like illegal to make yourself more comfortable. You can't do, like, if you could, there'd be plenty of things I'd go around making illegal because I don't like them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that because that's a dick move.
Yeah. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to.
I wish people would stop trying to make laws to protect me from myself. Like, I am me. I'll deal with me. Leave me alone. I'm my own problem. Quit trying to make laws to protect me from me. If I want to smoke, I'll smoke.
Yeah.
If I want to drink, I'll drink. If I want to do heroin, I'll do heroin.
Yeah.
It's me that I'm fucking up. So just leave me alone. And it's like seatbelt laws.
Yes.
I understand seatbelts, and I wear my seatbelt because I understand what it's for. I don't want to smash through the windshield, but if I don't want to wear my seatbelt, who are you to tell me to do it?
Who is that hurting?
Me.
Yeah. So
if anything, that's only if I get in an accident.
They're playing with these fucking ideas. Like, we are fully capable of making decisions as people. So why are they fucking with that? Why are they making the decisions for us? Like the seatbelt thing.
I don't even think it should be a law that all cars should have to have seatbelts.
Yeah, if I don't want to wear a seatbelt, if I want to buy a car that doesn't have seatbelts,
yeah, if you want to build
my fucking
one,
decision.
If you want to build a car with no seatbelts and everybody wants seatbelts, then nobody's going to buy it. Eventually, you're going to put seatbelts in it. But that's up to you. If it's your business, you can do what you want. And I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but and this isn't going to be a very popular opinion, I don't think. But another thing that bothers me kind of in the same vein is affirmative action.
Yeah.
And it's not because I have any problem with, like, in an ideal world, nobody would care what you look like or what you're into in your personal time or whatever when they're hiring people. But the thing is, if you do happen to care and you have your own business, that's your business. Do with it what you want.
Yeah. If you're running a business and you want only white, blue-eyed, you know, Aryans working at your restaurant, that's your fucking right.
That's your business. And honestly, why would you want to work there? Knowing that if you're not the person that they're after, if you're a black guy and you know for a fact that the owner of this business is a racist and doesn't want to hire you, why would you want to force your way in there? And I understand, like, it kind of served a legitimate purpose for a while, at least, because it was harder, a lot harder.
Oh, yes.
For certain people to get jobs just because
based on
everybody's
their,
discriminating.
The color
everybody
of their
who,
skin and their names. Yeah.
Everybody who was in a position to be hiring, or at least the majority, were people who were discriminating. So they had to make these laws. But it's really not an issue anymore. I not that racism doesn't exist anymore, that sexism doesn't exist anymore, that homophobia doesn't exist anymore, whatever.
It's still around, yeah.
But there are plenty of places that you can go to get a job that aren't going to care. And it's not fair to tell somebody else, regardless of their reasoning, that they need to hire you. It's not fair. It's not fair to tell somebody else that they need to share their toys with you.
Yes.
And they're banning fucking trans fats, too. They banned it, I think, in California. I know in New York, they banned trans fats.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I understand they're bad for you. But I also understand they're in things. And I understand that I am eating them.
Absolutely.
And that's my choice. I made that decision. If you don't want to eat trans fats, buy things with no trans fats in them. It's that fucking simple. You don't have to ban it.
Yeah, everything out there is like, zero trans fats. You know, just to market themselves as a healthier product now.
Who the fuck do you think you are telling me what I can sell to people? If somebody wants, if I've got something to sell and somebody wants to buy it, who the fuck are you to say that they can't and I can't sell it?
And a lot of that shit is unhealthy anyway, so fuck, you know? We've made this unhealthy deep fried bullshit trans fat free. It's still bad for you, dipshit.
Yeah. I'll take the quad stacker with cheese.
Well, thank God they banned trans fat.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be a whole lot. I'm trying to lose some weight.
Yeah, so. Ever since they banned the trans fats, I've been on the quad stacker diet. I have dropped 6 dress sizes in a week.
No.
It's amazing.
No, fuck.
Yeah, you're still fucking yourself. And you should know it. If you don't know it, you're a retard.
Yeah, again, that's our decision. We know. And a lot of people out there are fucking stupid, you know. They don't realize what's in their food, but it's overall bad for you, so fuck.
You can't make laws that take away freedoms from normal people to protect idiots.
Yes!
It's not
good
fair.
Point.
You can't,
good point.
You can't fuck me in the ass to protect some retard that doesn't know that fucking oily cheese is bad for you and sucking smoke into your lungs is bad for you. And that's, I'm going off on a tangent, but like, who fucking didn't know that cigarettes were bad for you? Like,
yes.
Ever, honestly. Maybe you didn't know they caused cancer.
What was propositioned in that new law that they're trying to pass? They're trying to make the Surgeon General labels
bigger. Want the warnings bigger.
The warnings
like, that's going to fucking make, like, somebody
fuck
doesn't,
you.
There's somebody out there who doesn't know the warnings on the box. Like, they're buying cigarettes like
wait
they've never heard of them before. What's that behind the counter? Oh, cigarettes, you say?
These are bad for me? What?
Who doesn't know about the Surgeon General's warning? That's retarded. If you make it bigger, maybe people will read it. I know every time I see text that's bigger, I take it more to heart.
Now they mean business.
But who didn't know ever that cigarettes were bad for you? Like I said, maybe you didn't know they caused cancer, but like my mom, when I was a kid, my grandma smoked, and she still does. And my mom would tell me, well, when your grandma started, they didn't know it was bad for you. How the fuck did you not know that sucking smoke into your lungs is bad for you? How did you not know that? If you stand next to the chimney and inhale real deep, it doesn't feel so good.
Well, nobody told me.
And you're probably
going to
cough. Who didn't know that sucking smoke into your lungs probably wasn't good for you? That's retarded.
Oh, yeah, they're helping out all the retards and taking away from us normal people. We're losing more and more rights by the day.
We're losing rights and we're losing freedoms because these fuckers can't take care of themselves. Just round them all up and put them in a ball pit somewhere. Some giant Chuck E. Cheese and just get them out of my hair. Because... fuck.
Well, I wouldn't put them in a ball pit. I'd probably put them on an island and just nuke the fucker.
Oh, come on now, Ryan.
Divine plan, Kyle. Divine plan.
That's true. It was their time. Okay, I'm with you on this.
All right.
God is on our side, Bobby. You whore. Maybe we could just send all these assholes to Bobby's house and she'll just eat them. Like if we write steak real big on them, she'll get confused. Well, but then we run the risk of her fucking them instead.
Yeah.
And then there'll be more of them.
Oh, God.
Bobby, you would end up on our island, just for the record.
Yeah. They're reproducing by the day. Thanks, Bobby.
Wait a minute. Having more kids means I need more money? It's not my fault. I have reproductive organs. God wanted me to use them. Give me welfare, please.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and going back to the seatbelt law, say I got a hot date and I don't want to, you know, wear my seatbelt because I want to look like a badass and
get
laid.
Right, because the ladies love danger.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore because the government doesn't want people dying.
Well,
right.
If you die, you can't pay taxes, Orion.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they'll lose
a taxpayer.
It's a
conspiracy.
They'll lose a taxpayer. Oh, God. God forbid.
And helmet laws on motorcycles. Like,
oh, yeah. Shit.
Obviously, it's safer to wear a helmet on a motorcycle. Sure, you don't want to smash your head open like a ripe melon on the sidewalk or whatever,
but then they had to,
but
like,
if I don't want to wear a helmet, I can get arrested.
They had to make motorcycle helmets look more badass now because anyone that wears a fucking helmet looks like a retard.
Yeah, if you're going to wear a helmet on your motorcycle, you might as well be riding in the sidecar.
Yeah. All right, so basically, I just have a big problem with the government telling me what to do, and I don't want to say like you know, making drunk driving illegal is, you know, wrong. That's obviously a good thing because you drive drunk, you can potentially kill somebody. But when I'm not impaired in any way, like eating what am I saying? Trans fats. I'm not wearing a helmet or a seatbelt.
Right.
Or whatever.
Nobody else's lives are in danger.
Nobody's in danger. Yeah. You cannot take that right away from me. You shouldn't have the power to do that.
And if you wanted to make it illegal, and I think it already is, but if you wanted to make it illegal to smoke in like government buildings or public buildings or something like that because of the secondhand smoke, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. But places like bars where there's no reason to go there other than voluntarily, like you might have to go to court for some reason, or you might have to go to the courthouse for something else or whatever. You might have to go to a government building or a public place, but you don't have to go to the bar.
Yeah.
That's completely voluntary. And you could just skip it if you don't like the smoke. Like,
exactly.
Nobody's hurting you. If you're inhaling secondhand smoke in a bar, you chose to do that. That's on you at that point.
Yes. And I can honestly say if I wasn't a smoker, I'd still have a problem with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've said before that I think heroin should be legal for people who want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I have no interest in trying heroin, but that doesn't mean other people shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Exactly. Bottom line.
And like I said, I wear my seatbelt, and even if it wasn't the law, I'd still wear it because I don't want to smash through my windshield.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't mean that I have to.
Absolutely.
If somebody else wants to drive around without their seatbelt on, I'm fine with that.
Go right ahead.
The best argument I could think of that you could even make for that would be, like, if you don't wear your seatbelt, you could fly through your windshield and hit somebody else. That's the only thing I can think of. Because at that point, you're a human projectile, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And if you want to make it the law, which it already is, that children have to be seatbelted.
Yeah.
That's okay with me because children have no real rights of their own.
Yes.
They're not allowed to make that kind of decision for themselves. And if you, you're making that decision for them.
Yes.
So if you want to make it the law that children have to wear their seatbelt so that their retard parents don't have them flying through the windshield, that's fine with me.
Yeah. And it's not about, you know, whether or not they drive safe. There's other assholes out there. But yeah, I agree with the law that kids should wear seatbelts because it's not their decision and they can't make that decision for themselves at that point. So, and back in the day, you know, you didn't have to buckle your kid.
Right.
So you're risking their lives against their decision. If you explained to them, you sat them down and said, hey, look, this is what's going on. We're going to make a trip and somebody could fucking hit us and you could die. Do you want to wear your safety belt? Who knows? They might be like, yeah, I do. But,
a little kid's just going to trust you. If they see you not wearing your seatbelt,
that's true.
Then they're not going to wear theirs unless you tell them they have to.
And that's not fair. So,
yeah. So
anyway,
if you, like I said, I don't care if you make it the law that kids have to wear their seatbelts. That's fine with me.
But yeah, if this fucking law goes through, I swear to God, oh my God, well, I'm going to kill somebody. Because it's been propositioned so many times and shot down.
Well, you know we're not going to do
anything. And they keep
trying. It's just annoying. Like,
it's getting annoying, yeah.
And these same people that want to ban it in bars and stuff, I'm sure a large percentage of them would rather just ban it altogether. Which, I mean, I guess if you're going to ban other drugs, then you probably should have banned cigarettes first, honestly, because cigarettes are kind of, in a way, they're kind of the stupidest drug out there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you smoke marijuana, you get high.
Yeah.
You do heroin, you get high.
You're
impaired, LSD,
yeah.
You trip balls. You know, you do cocaine, you get high. You drink, you get drunk. You smoke, you might, if you're not that much of a smoker, get kind of a little bit of a buzz off of it.
Yeah.
But that's really it. And it doesn't last very long, and it's not very strong.
Yeah,
so
it won't
all
make you
you're
crash
really
into
doing,
anything.
I think part of the reason that I do it, honestly, is just I think I have a little bit of like an oral fixation.
Yeah.
So begin the cock sucking joke.
Oh shit!
But like, I also think that's part of the reason I like to eat so much. Like, I have some kind of preoccupation with my mouth.
With your mouth?
Yeah.
I can't vouch for that. I just like the feeling. I love.
Well,
so
do I. But like, it keeps me busy. Like, I don't know. Like if I'm writing something down with a pen.
Yeah.
At some point, without even realizing it, the pen will end up in my mouth. Like, I'll be holding it with my mouth. It's for a utility purpose, you know, like I'm holding it. But
okay. For
some reason, it just, that's, and when I worked in the grocery store, stocking shelves and stuff,
yeah,
I'd put my box cutter in my mouth
Jesus,
when I wasn't using it.
Fucking crazy, man.
It's just like, I don't know. I
got to have shit in your mouth. All right, got the point.
Right, all right, yeah.
So if we're around, you know, watching TV and you're a little drunk and I whip it out, you just couldn't help yourself.
Right.
I'm a little horny.
There's those cock jokes that I was talking
Can't
about.
Can't wait.
I knew that was coming.
You want a beer, Kyle?
I got a beer, actually.
You mind if I unzip my pants?
Hey, do what you have to. I'm not sucking your dick.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
not again. Never again. I actually think that's why I had such a problem when I started drinking alcohol, too.
Oh, yeah?
Like, the reason I would puke all the time was because whenever I've got a drink, it doesn't matter what it is, glass of water, a Coca-Cola, or alcohol, I just drink it. Like, it's gone.
Yeah, you tend to suck shit down. Immediately. You get a Coke at a restaurant, yeah, it's gone in a minute, yeah.
And I think it's because whenever I'm not talking or, yeah, you know, doing something else with my mouth, I'm drinking because I just have to be doing something. So, like, if you hand me an alcoholic beverage and I'm not paying attention, I'll just drink that fucker just right down, and then I'll need another one because it's gone, and I won't be paying that much attention, and I'll just suck down all these alcoholic drinks, and before you know it, I'm completely, because I've sucked down so many so fast, before you know it, I'm completely wasted all at once.
Before that, you'll get to that feel-good point, and you're like, hey, I'm feeling pretty good. And that will distract you from being aware of what you're actually doing. You'll keep sucking them down, and then I don't feel so good, and you'll throw up.
So maybe I do have a drinking problem, but it's not actually an alcohol problem. It's just a drinking problem in general. I just drink liquids too much. I don't know.
Oh, and I wanted to bring this up back to the AA thing. Even if I admitted that I had a problem,
right,
I wouldn't go to fucking AA because I know people that have gone to AA. It's a Christian-based organization.
Yeah, they pray and stuff.
They, at the end of the night, yeah, they have a prayer and they bring God into it. Well, what if I'm not religious? What if I was of a different religion? You know, that's discriminating. So,
well, I'm sure they, I mean, you don't have to engage in the praying part, I'm sure. But I mean, if you really had a problem, then you might do it anyway. Just ignore it. But I don't know.
I've always kind of thought
it was bullshit that they'll claim if you're in AA or any other kind of, you know, quitting drinking program.
Yes.
They'll say you are a recovering alcoholic. And it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've had a drink. You are still in recovery. You will never be a recovered
alcoholic.
To the day
you die.
Never. Like they treat it as though you actually physically can't help it.
Yes.
I guarantee you that if I quit drinking for like 5 years and you handed me a beer, I could drink it and then quit again.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we touched base with that, with the fast food and the smoking, and it kind of applies to drinking, yeah.
It's all a matter of willpower. I've always thought that addiction, and I might have brought this up before, but
yes,
addiction, what people think addiction is not actually what addiction is. People think that if you're addicted to something, you can't help doing it.
Yeah, you just physically cannot help yourself.
If you're addicted to drinking or smoking or overeating or whatever the case may be, shopaholics.
Yeah.
You can't help it. And that's why you need these 12-step programs, because you need somebody else to whip you into shape.
Yep.
It's not that you can't help it. It's that you don't want to. It's that, like with the alcohol, you feel better when you're drinking. And maybe afterwards you feel like shit because you did something bad, like you missed a day of work, or you bitched somebody out, or you crashed a car. But you know what makes you feel better? More alcohol. So you keep doing it because in the short term, it makes you feel better to drink than it does to stop drinking. Because in the short term, if you stop drinking, you'd feel shitty all the time.
Yeah.
You'd feel like you wanted to drink. So it's all a matter of willpower. If you could get it in your head that you would rather never drink again and be a little uncomfortable for a while, or maybe a lot uncomfortable for a while, actually.
Yeah.
Then you would quit.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of willpower.
And like
anybody,
with fast food,
anybody can quit doing anything. I could quit eating altogether if I really wanted to, but I don't.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be stupid too, because
that
then I'd die.
Be stupid. You would die. Yeah.
But you could, you know what I mean? Like you could quit. You could just never do it again.
Yes.
You are physically capable of that. And that's something I don't think people understand.
Especially when we were growing up. It's burnt into your head what addiction is. And that's why they have DARE and shit. They're trying to keep you away because they give you this misconception of what addiction is. And then you grow up and you experience it, and it's completely different. It's not like you can't help it. You just don't want to stop, like you said.
And don't get me wrong. It's not that it's not hard. I understand that it's hard. And I'm not trying to belittle people who have struggled with addiction. I understand that it's very hard to quit. Like if you're addicted to smoking, it's hard to quit because you want to keep doing it. The part of you that wants to keep doing it now is stronger than the part of you that wants to quit for the long term.
Yes.
And I understand that. That's hard to deal with, but it doesn't mean you can't help it.
And going back to like drugs and alcohol and all that shit,
yeah,
and saying it doesn't hurt anyone but yourself.
Right.
Well, the opposition could argue that, yes, it does. It hurts the families, the friends around you. that's why they have interventions. And, you know, like, say my brother, say he was an alcoholic. And I personally would probably just let him do his own thing. It's his decision. I'd kind of miss the guy, but fuck. And if it ultimately came down to it, I guess, if it was destroying his life, I'd, you know, try to work something out with him and tell him, hey, like, you know, this is destroying your life. You should probably work on it. It's ultimately, like you were saying, ultimately up to him. So.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, A, it's not the drinking in that hypothetical situation. That's the problem. The problem is the way he's behaving when he's drinking. It's the things that's happening when he drinks. Like, maybe he becomes an asshole when he drinks.
Yeah.
Or he's drunk all the time, so he forgets shit, and he doesn't go to work or whatever. You know, it's the stuff that happens when he's drinking. It's not the drinking itself that's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, somebody else might be able to drink and drink fucking all the time and be functional. And you can't tell that person, sorry, you can't drink anymore because this person has a problem.
Exactly.
But on top of that, it hurts the family. Okay. It hurts the family's feelings, which isn't and shouldn't be against the law. It should not be illegal to hurt somebody's feelings. It's not nice, but it shouldn't be against the law. And
that's, yeah. Ultimately, that's the person doing that against the family. Like, I drink a lot, shit, but I'm not, you know, not speaking to my family and avoiding them and shit and causing all that drama to where I'm hurting them. But if I did, I can see there'd be a problem there.
Well, and here's my point. Let's say your brother was an alcoholic.
Yes.
And the things that he was doing, the things that he was saying, the things that he was not doing, you're just seeing his life go to shit.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's hurting your feelings. That's making you sad. And you want to go to him and say, look, I think you've got a problem. Maybe you need to get some help.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if he turns around and says, no, I'm not going to get help. I don't have a problem. That's his prerogative. That's his.
Absolutely.
He can do that. And I mean, think about it this way. What if you were strictly anti-gay?
Yes.
And your brother came out of the closet one day and said, hey, I'm a homo. Here's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that, you know, if you're strictly anti-gay, that's going to make you feel terrible. And you're going to think your brother's throwing his life away and he's going to go to hell or whatever. Yep. So you're going to go to your brother and say, look, you've got a problem. They actually have rehab for gays.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. But anyway. But you can go to him and say, you know, look, I think you have a problem and you need to take care of this. And he can turn around and say, fuck you. This is my life. And I want to fuck men.
Yeah, absolutely.
And should that be legal for you to say, no, you can't, you know?
Yeah,
that's not fair.
That's not fair at all. Absolutely.
And I know the thing is, the drinking in that situation actually is fucking him up, fucking up his life, and the gay thing isn't. But that's not for you to decide for him,
absolutely,
regardless of what your relationship is to him.
And that especially shouldn't, like, fall in the hands of government.
Exactly. Exactly. You can deal with that on a social level. And if it doesn't work out in your favor, then hey,
fuck.
Then, you know, cut your losses.
Yeah.
But yeah, the government shouldn't step in to try and regulate that.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It all ties together. Yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm addicted to?
What's that?
Podcasting.
You faggot.
And I want to continue podcasting.
I can't stop.
We would like to continue podcasting.
Yes.
But in order for us to continue podcasting, to make it, you know, worth doing, we really want to get more people listening.
That's absolutely, yeah.
And as we mentioned in the past, we want to get stickers that we can give out
for free.
And then we would like you to use them to help promote the show. Either, like we said before, put them on a backpack or put them on your car. Put them someplace where people will see them, or maybe give them to friends and tell them about the show.
Yeah,
that
as
kind of
we
thing.
Mentioned. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I ordered the stickers.
Oh, yeah.
So they're coming. And I'll set up a way for you guys to request them. I mean, you can request them by email when we get them in, but I'll set up like a page with a form to make it real easy.
Yeah, but make it convenient. Did you get a message or a comment about that?
Oh, Aileen. Aileen said, hey, how about self-addressed stamped envelopes? And the thing is, I had thought about that. And in a way, that would make it easier for us. But we don't have like a P.O. box or anything.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a little paranoid, but I don't really want to give our home address out.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, what are you going to do? Come visit? But
you never know. You might get some crazy that wants to, you know, bone you or something.
Right.
Some crazy fan.
We don't really want to give the home address out, and we don't have a P.O. box or anything. So we'd rather you not send us mail.
Yeah.
And if you do request stickers later on, I mean, we're not going to give your address out or anything.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
But and on top of that, it saves you a little effort. Like if you had to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, first of all, you'd have to put a stamp
and your address cost you money.
On the envelope. Then you'd have to put that envelope in another envelope, put another stamp and another address on that. Then you'd have to put that in the mail. So that cost you money and a whole bunch of time.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I think people would be a lot less likely to do it.
Yeah, that'd be a... But yeah, if all you nobody would do that, and it'd be a big dick move on our part.
If all you got to do is fill out a form on the site, automatically sends us an email, and we mail it out, super easy. So I figure more people will do it that way, too.
Yeah.
So that's why we're not going to do the self-addressed stamped envelope thing.
Yes.
Oh, and Aileen said that we're pronouncing Aileen wrong. He also said that his name is actually Alan.
Alan.
But
he never really told us what, like, how to really pronounce it.
Yeah, he said we're pronouncing Aileen wrong, but he hasn't told us how to pronounce it. So fuck it. It's Aileen.
It's Aileen.
Even if you try to tell me how to pronounce it now, I'm not going to listen. It's Aileen from now on.
Aileen. Sorry. Your fault.
Oh, and we've been getting kind of intermittently here and there. We've been getting comments in Russian.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
And I tried to translate them with Babelfish.
Yeah.
And one of them seemed like it might be spam. It said something about selling our blog.
Yeah.
Which didn't make any sense to me.
I mean, it had to be spam.
If you've ever translated anything with Babelfish, it comes out kind of mishmashed and it's kind of hard to understand. But so I'm not entirely sure what that one was. I'm actually not entirely sure what any of them were. But the other ones seemed like they might have been legitimate comments. Like there was one that said something about where to find our RSS feed.
Yeah.
And there was one that was a quote from George Bernard Shaw. I couldn't tell what quote it was exactly because the quote was all mangled because of the translation, but it seems weird to me that a spam bot would post a quote from George Bernard Shaw. So I don't really know if there are Russian people listening.
Yeah, you gotta help us out.
Help us out a little bit. I mean, even if your English,
read what you're posting here.
Even if your English is really bad,
give it a shot.
It's probably
man.
Better than the Babelfish translation.
Absolutely.
And if we don't have Russian listeners, then I don't know where the hell these are coming from. So, I mean, if anybody can help shed some light on that, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's kind of aggravating. It's getting a little annoying.
No, it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's just a couple of comments, but I'm just very curious about it, like where these are coming from.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to do it.
That should do it.
For this episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Let's wrap it up.
You can leave us a comment or send us an email. You can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email Bobby Market at Mrs. Matthew Market at Yahoo.com. That's MRS.MATTHEWMARKET@Yahoo.com.
Do it.
You can send us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
Yeah.
616-328-5581. And you can follow us on Twitter. So far, we've pretty much only posted when the new episodes come out, but maybe we'll post something else on there.
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm thinking about expanding the site a little bit, maybe putting up some supplemental content, something other than just the shows. So look out for that in the future.
We want to entertain our babies.
And that's pretty much it.
Kermit.
Stay tuned after the outro music for some billiards music. And if you really hate yourself, stay tuned for my music.
Oh man, don't kick it. Definitely check out Kyle's music. And for everyone, thanks for listening, especially you, Bobby Market.
Bobby Market is a whore.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Whore.
But we both